I mean, that's the thing about the Oscars slap is if it was staged, it was they got a CIA PR guy in there to stage it because like it aggravated the exact, you know, deep, dark, musty corners of the internet that it needed to aggravate to get all kinds of fucking engagement. Because like everybody from the fucking far left to the middle to the far right is posting political theories about the Oscar slap. And I'm like, bro, there are so many wars going on right now. The pandemic isn't fucking over. We're in the middle of like the third or fourth recession. Nobody can tell because they just roll. They're just rolling recessions. Global politics are completely in the fucking shitter. We barely have a coherent labor movement in the United States, much less anything resembling real fucking social change. And you're telling me that the thesis statement of your political observations revolve around Will Smith, the Fresh Prince guy,
getting in
Chris
one
Rock.
Little fight.
Next, you'll tell me his mom got scared, and that's why we're involved in Ukraine.
Oh my God! Yeah, no, that would be very funny as a Zelensky Fresh Prince intro parody. Why hasn't somebody done that yet?
I bet someone has.
So she said, "You're moving with your auntie and uncle in Krakow,
yeah, Donbass,
because like he's the theory is that he's secretly in Krakow right now, or somewhere in Poland at least. Like the whole high ranking brass of." Ukraine is like secretly just not in Ukraine.
He's walking around in front of green screens like, look, I'm still in Ukraine. I will not leave.
There was that one video where he was in front of an obvious green screen.
Right. That one is very fake looking.
Yeah, yeah. I whistled for a Lada, and when it came near, the license plate said Bulyat, and there was Piroshki in the mirror. Yes.
Joe Biden was my cab driver. He drove me all the way to Poland.